This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A mining company has applied for an operating permit for an underground copper mine north of White Sulphur Springs. Tintina Resources Incorporated submitted its application for the Black Butte Copper Project yesterday to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. DEQ officials will study the potential environmental effects before making a decision on the application. The company says the site contains one of the highest-grade copper deposits in the world, with more than 11 million tons. The mine would be located on private land about a mile from Sheep Creek, which feeds into the popular Smith River. Conservationists and fly fishing organizations are concerned the mine will harm the river and its trout fishery. Tintina officials say its facility will meet the state's water standards and the watershed will be protected. The market value of a Pennsylvania company's stake in one of the largest coal plants in the western United States has been slashed by 87% over the past 2 years. The sharp decline in Talen Energy's ownership of Montana's Colstrip power plant reflects how exposed some utilities are to depressed coal markets. Securities filings show Talen's predecessor wrote down the value of its Colstrip ownership by more than $400 million in 2013. Since then, Montana revenue officials have reduced the market value of Talen's share in the plant to just $45.5 million. Analysts say competition from cheap natural gas remains the coal industry's biggest challenge. Talen co-owns the plant with five regulated utilities. Unlike Talen, those utilities can pass along to consumers the cost of their investments in Colstrip. The Montana Public Service Commission has rejected Montana Dakota Utilities' request for a $10.9 million electricity rate hike. The PSC voted Tuesday against their request, which is part of a larger $11.8 million increase sought by the utility. That would be a 21.1% rate increase. Commissioner Travis Cavula said in a statement, the regulatory panel and MDU are far apart in the amount rate should be increased. A hearing on the rate case will be held in February in Glendive, with a final decision expected in March. MDU provides power to about 26,000 homes and businesses in eastern Montana. A former officer at the Dawson County Correctional Facility has been found guilty of sexual assault for having an intimate relationship with an inmate. The Billings Gazette reports that Christina Marie Boistos was convicted yesterday of charges related to her sexual relationship with inmate Jeffrey Thomas Kekskis earlier this year. She's out on bond and awaiting sentencing. Members of Congress from 11 states say they're concerned about postponements to recent oil and gas lease sales. Acreage leased by the BLM has dropped sharply over the past 8 years. Much of the decline has been attributed to efforts to ensure a ground-dwelling bird, the greater sage-grouse, is not imperiled by drilling. Stillwater Mining Company says union members at the company's East Boulder mine south of Big Timber have ratified a 4-year contract. Stillwater CEO Michael McMullen said the deal includes no increase in base wages for the first 2 years for about 320 workers. Stillwater operates the only two platinum and palladium mines in the United States. A Billings police officer says the gun used to kill a man outside an apartment complex last year was stolen from a Bureau of Indian Affairs special agent. The Billings Gazette reports Officer David Firebaugh testified yesterday at the trial of Jonathan Martinez, who's charged in the October 2014 death of David Valley. Firebaugh said he recovered a gun from a hit-and-run crash the day after Valley's death. The vehicle was linked to Martinez after a woman told police he had taken her vehicle. Montana State University and a New Mexico entrepreneur have halted talks about a public-private partnership to open a medical school in Bozeman. University President Waded Cruzado said in an email to faculty, staff, and students Tuesday that concerns expressed by doctors influenced her decision. She says for any medical school to be successful, local and regional physicians must participate. Entrepreneur Daniel Burrell's firm, Burrell Group, plans to continue to study whether to open a medical school in the state. Burrell Group's statement says it and MSU concluded that their discussions are premature and a distraction to the feasibility study. The state now participates in a program that allows up to 30 Montana medical students a year to attend the University of Washington and train at Seattle hospitals. Billings police officials say officers asked an armed man whose face was covered by a scarf to leave a park during a rally to support the city's small Muslim community. The Billings Gazette reports the man was openly carrying a weapon as he stood near a stand of trees watching Saturday's gathering of about 150 people. A scarf covered most of his face in the 25-degree weather. Women wore hijabs during the rally to show support for Billings' 50-person Muslim community. Lieutenant Casey Hafner says police were called after people in the crowd spotted the man. Officers asked him to move along, and he did. Hafner says the man did not break any laws, but he complied in light of the event that was being held. A state prison inmate serving time for child sex abuse has died. The Billings Gazette reports 51-year-old Michael McAlpin died Sunday in the Montana State Prison Lewistown Infirmary following an extended illness. He was the sixth state inmate to die from an ongoing illness since November 10th. McAlpin was sentenced January 28, 2013, on three counts of sexual abuse of children. He was serving a 20-year prison sentence with 10 years suspended and was set to be released October 23rd of 2021. A Good Samaritan's generous donation came at the perfect time for the Flathead Valley Salvation Army. Someone recently put a valuable gold coin in one of the organization's signature red kettles at the Smith's Grocery Store in Columbia Falls. Salvation Army Major Steve Svensson says they didn't know what they had been given until the daily contributions were being tallied.
The coin sorter said, "Hey, this coin doesn't fit through the machine." And he says, "Well, that's a gold coin." And it was about an ounce coin, Liberty Head Double Eagle, to be exact.
A local coin dealer valued the gold at $1,060. Svensson says that's a real boost since donations at that collection site were lagging this year. Svensson says they have no idea who donated that gold coin. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.